Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Time for Daily Editorial. This is perhaps one of the most important days, I have to say, of 2022 in terms of elections. There's really, really no doubt in my mind whatsoever about that. You know, a few days ago, Jimmy and I talked about why we were voting the way we were voting, which is pretty much red, almost exclusively red. And I want to say, I thought about why I am so enthusiastic about voting red right now. I want to give you 11 reasons that I think should resonate with everybody. At least people should stop and think about these reasons. First of all, every time I drive into Seattle, Washington, and see all the homelessness, I really wonder why our society isn't doing something about that. I mean, you see these families that are destitute and they're living in tents under the freeway bridges, on the side of the freeway, etc., etc. I want to throw in one thing about that. I was having a conversation with a fellow who used to be the chief attorney in Seattle, and I asked him the question as to why Seattle, why the government couldn't do anything about the homelessness. And he said they just couldn't, they just can't. The problem is too large. Okay, I want to go into some other reasons. There's about 10 other reasons that I'm very definitely red. One of them is every time I witness the immorality that's going on in this country, and I'll elaborate on that late. Every time I realize the financial condition of America, and I want to focus here on just one thing, and then later on I'll focus on some other things. The total national and personal debt is absolutely staggering. It is almost so large that it can't be serviced. Of course, every time I examine some of the political leaders of our country, I just simply can't vote for them anymore, for their parties anymore. Every time I reflect on what happened in Seattle with the elected officials and appointed servants, by appointed servants, I want to talk about the police chief who resigned in disgust because she said she simply couldn't support the law. And the mayor, who at the time was pretty popular, elected not to run for re-election for the same reason. I find that to be very, very sad. Every time I listen to some of the ideas that people have from the future of our country, i.e. socialists, communists, etc., etc., that makes me very, very sad. Let's go back to the current financial condition of our country, because you really have to blame the government for many of these reasons. One is the recession, and the other one is the inflation. Something else that makes me very sad is we used to be a global leader. Look at World War II. Look at what we accomplished in World War II. Now, every time we consider our lack of global leadership, I have to put that entirely on the part of the federal government. Going on, number nine, every time I look at the feelings in America between Christians, Christians and Jews, I get very, very sad. That should not be going on. Every time I watch television, I witness inappropriate sexual illustrations. This goes back to morality. I really have to wonder what happened to America. And then, of course, last but not least, every time I witness the dishonesty in American society, I'm not at all surprised that we have lost stature on a global basis. Those are my reasons. It didn't take me very long to write those down. I feel very strongly about those things, not because of what Jimmy says, but because of what I learn in church and what I very simply believe. Jimmy, where do you want to go from here?
I made it pretty clear where I stand on most of these things.
I know you did.
I think we got to talk about what's happening.
That's why I decided to do the same thing.
Yeah. So I think what's happening right now around you know, election day. I stood in line for about over an hour this morning with my wife and my youngest son, who just turned 19. Everybody clapped when he went up. They said, hey, first-time voter. It's fantastic. It was hard to judge who was in line. Everyone's quite very quiet and careful and cautious about what they say.
Yeah.
But as you begin to talk to him, at first we thought maybe we were surrounded by people that were actually an older couple came out and said they were, you know, hey, you got to vote to defend democracy. And I wasn't sure if it was the Democratic talking point or if it was a joke.
Yeah.
But as we stood in line, we realized that most of the people around us were quiet because they're afraid of what to say. But in fact, they were conservative because they were turning out to stop what's happening economically on the border, foreign policy wise, and exactly the things you're talking about,
yeah.
moral degradation of our society
right.
is being driven by right now people that I think have very limited understanding of how far they've pushed people over
yeah.
the edge.
Yeah, they have pushed them pretty. The government has pushed American society pretty far. There's no question about that. Jimmy, what's going on in the various locations of interest around the country? For example, Clark County and Nevada, and Arizona. Those are two pretty important races.
Yeah. So, you know, Adam Laxalt, the candidate in Nevada that's running against Cortez Masteo, the incumbent Democrat, and it, you know, polling wise, it looks good up to today. But what we're seeing in Clark County, that's the largest county, that's the Las Vegas area.
Yeah.
Republican turnout this morning is twice as high as Democratic turnout.
Yeah.
Twice as high. So that's interesting. And there's also a large number of independents coming out.
Okay.
And based on the trends right now, I think independents definitely are dissatisfied with the direction of the government and very dissatisfied with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So my guess is that they're going to push strongly towards a Republican vote as well.
Well, we'll know. Hopefully we'll have a really good idea about at some point tomorrow. What else, General? Get back to Arizona, would you?
Yeah. So Arizona, Maricopa County, Mesa, Arizona, Scottsdale, they've had significant problems with voting machines today. Their voting machines, the tabulators, are not counting votes. And people are very frustrated. And these are in key areas that actually made the difference in Arizona, in the 2020 election, because as we know, Fox News stepped out and called Arizona for Biden with only 62% of the vote counted,
yeah.
way early, predicted that he would win it, but it was basically Maricopa County, which flipped the numbers against Trump.
Yeah.
So, and there was massive amounts of information based on a lot of investigations of voter fraud. But Doug Ducey, the governor, and the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who's running for governor right now,
yeah.
Democrat, fought vigorously to counter those arguments. Now, Ducey was a never Trumper Republican. And so it's interesting to see these types of very serious problems
yeah.
in key areas. But what we do know is that Republicans are turning out in numbers in those areas.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are pushing Republicans to get out. The problem with the Democrats is there's not a really big incentive right now. They're running on that quote, what the Democrats position quote, you know, we've got to save democracy, and they're
yeah,
running on
yeah,
abortion.
Yeah.
And those, I think, are going to be nowhere near enough to push the Democratic turnout.
Jim, let's go over to Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Just tell me what you know about what's going on there.
Yeah, so we just talked about Arizona.
Yeah,
but
I meant Georgia.
Georgia, there we go. So Cook County, Georgia, a judge has just allowed mail-in ballots to be looked at all the way up to the 14th of November because they failed to effectively mail out ballots to about over a little over 1,000 citizens. So okay. The judges said, hey, look, those still can be counted.
I can't believe, Jim, and I just, you know, clear up my mind here on this one. I can't believe that 1,000 votes would make that much difference.
Well, hey, so for the entire state of Georgia, the election was, I think, I can't remember the exact numbers, but we know in Arizona, less than 10,000 votes. I mean, some of these will make a difference and certainly will make a difference in local ballots where there's far smaller number of voters. So it has a huge impact. Even 1,000 votes has a huge impact on an election. But ultimately, it shows the failures with the system.
Yeah.
And these mail-in ballots, the voting machines, it's showing the problems with our existing voting system that must be corrected in order to show transparency to all parties so we're not having these fights about election, you know, fraud. So
two left, James, Pennsylvania, or two left, Jimmy, the full name is James, but the full name is James, but your name, my name for you is Jimmy. Let's go over to Pennsylvania and Ohio.
So Pennsylvania has been crazy. It's been a, you know, the Fetterman Oz race and Mastriano and the attorney general, which is basically, you know, argued that's for the governor's race. The sitting attorney general who's running for governor in Arizona is saying, hey, we got to do something about crime. Well, he's the attorney general responsible for crime. And it's, you know, massively problematic in Pennsylvania, certainly in the Philadelphia area.
Right.
So what we have is Fetterman's campaign and the Democrats pouring a massive amount of money to support a candidate, as we've talked about, that really isn't capable of serving.
That's
but they can't lose
part.
That seat. Yeah. So they're putting everything into it.
Yeah.
And now we've got incredible confusion with voting counts. The state courts had allowed unsigned or undated ballots to be counted. They went before the state court. That was allowed. Then the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, they cannot be counted.
Yeah.
Now the state Supreme Court has gone back and given guidance that contradicts what the U.S. Supreme Court provided. So it's very confusing. It's actually setting up the possibility, and as the White House and numerous people have stated, ABC News, mainstream media networks, oh, this is going to take, you know, a long time, days, if not a week, in order to get an answer on these elections. And that actually creates, once again, people on either side saying, what the heck is going on? Yeah. I don't trust the system.
Yeah.
And of course, with a guy like Fetterman, if he does win, there's a lot of questions of what's happening with the electorate and who's influencing it in order to.
Well, he hasn't won yet. Let's talk about Ohio.
No, if he does. So J.D. Vance against Ryan, and Ryan's the incumbent Democrat. J.D. Vance has got at least 2 or 3 point lead in the polls going into this. In some polling, it's up to 8 points. I think Trafalgar just came out with a very significant lead for him. And of course, DeWine, the governor, he's got a huge advantage, way into the double digits.
Yeah.
So it would be hard for me to believe that Vance could not win it if DeWine has such a high approval rating in the state as a Republican.
Yeah,
a lot of people are voting Republican down the line because of the frustration they've had. But it's going to be really up to the Republicans if they do win the House and take the Senate to actually govern and take back responsibility that they've given up in doing those things you're talking about.
Yeah,
cutting back on the debt, cutting back on the deficit. This massive spending, getting energy back in, you know, pushed authorities and authorizations to get us energy independent again, get the U.S. energy independent again. There's a lot of responsibilities out there that they've got to jump on. And if they don't, they're going to get hammered in 2024. So it's a huge opportunity. But we've seen people like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy negotiate and for some reason think that they can turn things back to normal. So very strange times right now, and I think a lot of frustration out there with people and just the living conditions. So Ohio is going to be a very big bellwether on whether or not that becomes an overall red state. Florida, clearly, Miami-Dade right now, Republicans are out in mass in Miami-Dade. A number of areas, there's large Republican turnout. Yep. But again, every one of these races counts, every county, every single position, because ultimately how the Democrats have subverted basic principles and philosophies in our Constitution is by doing it at the school board level, doing it at the local elected official level, doing it at the local judge level. And you, in order to, you know, control election processes, if you have the auditor in your region or you have the election officials under your party that have no moral standing or no moral high ground, 1,000 votes makes a big difference.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Election. Hey, you guys, listen, we're going to be back at about 8 o'clock Eastern because we'll have a better idea, as not certainly for the total results of the election, but we'll have a much better idea as to what happened today. Before that time, Jimmy, is there anything else right now you want to talk about?
You know, I mean, I hate to even go into this, but there are other things going on in the world.
Yeah, and sure.
Zelensky has come out and said he's not going to negotiate with Putin until Putin withdraws. He has a large list, which makes it problematic.
Yeah.
There's information that Jake Sullivan has been talking back channels with the Russians, yet they're having to come out and say, hey, you know, we're still supporting Ukraine.
Yeah.
Russians actually, it looks in the Donbass region, are having a really, really difficult time and losing a lot of soldiers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very complex situation. This election is actually going to have probably an impact on U.S. support to Ukraine, because the blind support that has created the conditions from the Obama administration is probably going to dry up very rapidly.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the people, remember, the big issue right now, the big issue is the number of Trump supported candidates that won their primaries that the Democrats thought would be easy to beat in the general election. And it turns out that is not true. People are frustrated. And if you get a large number of America First members in the House and in the Senate, and some of these are very, very strong supporters of basic philosophies, you're going to have a tremendous fight. And I will just say that the Democrats that are in power right now are going to be very hesitant to give that power up.
Yeah,
and we know with the Justice Department and the FBI and their involvement in election corruption over the last 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, this could be very, very ugly as they try to use their power
to
silence a very big movement by the American people against what they're doing.
You know, of course, well, what I want to say here is that I really find it hard to believe that the FBI is turning against us, but I don't know. You know, you never know. What I want to say...
Well, hey, Al, it's a proven fact. We've got the data right now. The FBI was involved in spying on a presidential candidate, on fabricating information and evidence against a sitting president, and the Department of Justice facilitated, and that's documented.
Yeah.
So... it's not everybody out there, but I'll tell you, it's a big part of the headquarters right now that have become very focused on protecting themselves and the power inside Washington, D.C., and they're very afraid of people that are against that, and Donald Trump represents people that are against that centralization of power.
Jimmy, what I said was I'm very sad about what's going on in our country with an organization like the FBI, okay?
Yeah.
That makes me very sad. You guys... unless Jim has something really, really important to say right now, we're at 19 minutes. We're going to be back in about 3 hours. About 5 hours, sorry.
All right, Al. And we'll see how it turns out. I'm not going to lose any sleep one way or the other.
Okay, Jimmy. Thanks, bud.
You bet.